252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Protests have continued in Memphis and other cities, but no violence after the release of the police body cam video showing the arrest and beating of Tyre Nichols. Why did Allie Watkins join one of today's Memphis protests?
I know that reform is something that people are calling for and that people really, really want to see Memphis be this beacon of reform now.
Damar Hamlin speaking out publicly for the first time since his heart stopped during a game and he collapsed on the field in Cincinnati January 2nd, posting thank yous on Instagram.
I think it was important for me to wait and speak publicly at the right time, as it was just a lot to process. Within my own self, mentally, physically, even spiritually.
A big search is on in Western Australia for a tiny but potentially deadly radioactive capsule that got lost and is believed to have fallen off a truck while being taken from a mine to a depot in the city of Perth. They're using the truck's GPS data to determine the exact route the driver took. This is ABC News. Iran's defense ministry says one of its factories was attacked by drones in the central city of Isfahan. A statement reported by Iran's government-run IRNA news agency says that the attack caused minor damage to a rooftop. The report says three drones were shot down by Iranian air defenses. No other details so far. Announcing actions against Palestinians after deadly attacks, including a shooting outside a synagogue yesterday in East Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, including plans to beef up Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. ABC's Lama Hassan.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrives in the region on Monday for high-level meetings with both Israelis and Palestinians. He'll be in the country during a time of heightened tensions. The question is, what will happen next? Will there be a de-escalation in this latest cycle of violence?
Leaders of a Northwestern North Carolina church say cyber criminals stole nearly $800,000, but that the congregation spent years raising to build a new sanctuary. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
You have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S. Skin tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm the happiest man in this world. Tell me otherwise, no. A man like me has gotta be so glad to have what he has that he's never had. Face around the is a happy soul. Something that I never had long ago. Sometimes I feel like I'm singing to a man in a room who's watching every single move that I do.
Maxinc Radio, we are local music. That's Joe Richter there and his song, Happy Tears, I Got Love. And Terry Barr had a conversation with Joe Richter not too long ago. And Terry, tell us about Joe.
Well, he is a storyteller, and he does his stories through his music. Please help me welcome singer, songwriter, and everything guy. It's Joe Richter. Welcome to Maxinc Radio, Joe. Yay!
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
It is terrific to have you here. Now, you are based basically in the Milwaukee area. I want to ask you, though, you've recorded other places, including Nashville. What is it about Wisconsin, though, that keeps you here as a musician?
Well, first and foremost, I would say probably say that the musicians. I mean, I play with some of the a fantastic bunch of gentlemen and women that are just fantastic. You know, of course, throughout life, you think about relocating. This is probably before I had kids. About going to the big cities, you know, or because I'm a big city guy. I love being in the big cities. And so you think about relocating, but you think about what you leave behind. Not only do you leave family behind, but all those friendships, relationships that you've built. And I have such an awesome network of musicians here.
So great.
And it's hard to leave something like that once you establish that. Mm-hmm. And so there's such a fantastic music community here in Milwaukee, and just so grateful to be part of it.
Oh, it's wonderful. I'll ask you about your band in a little bit because you have a full band show coming up, and I can't wait to talk to you about that. I want to ask you, though, you know, what started your interest in music? I did read, and I love this, that you like Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen. How does that tie into your interest in music and what really got you started?
Well, going back to the early days of just my experience with music in general, when it started to become so powerful for me was, you know, probably in the early 90s Billy Joel had just come out with that River of Dreams album.
Ooh, yeah.
And I became so attached to that record. And so I saw him in concert at the Bradley Center, which was an absolutely terrible place to see a concert, by the way. But I was I was a kid. I didn't know. I was in love.
Yeah.
And just infatuated by what I had experienced from an entertainment aspect, from a musical aspect. And so then and there really changed the game as to, okay, I need to do this, you know? And so, and my love for Springsteen just grew as I grew as a musician. And once I was, and actually my aunt really has, plays a vital role in my musical, adventure. Because she's the one, once in a while we would just hang out and she would have, you know, cassette tapes and then CDs when they first came out.
Yeah.
And we would just listen to records, Jackson Brown, Bruce Springsteen, Van Morrison. She was, who else was she big into? Those are the ones that, the Doobies.
You know, of course.
Like the old classic rock stuff. And so, just growing up listening to those records just really inspired me. And when I first heard Springsteen, which was probably the Born to Run album, because everybody had that album.
Exactly. Yep.
Pretty much everybody still does. But, and I just, once I, you know, grew attached to him and Billy, it just, I listened to the entire catalog and just became really attached to it. So, and of course, Elvis Presley, who you see in the background right there, huge role in my younger days. And I don't know how it happened with Elvis. it became an obsession. You know, as a kid, I just was infatuated by the stories and the movies, and of course the music was fantastic. And as I grew as an artist and just somebody that just watches, likes to listen to music and watch, a fan.
Yeah. How do you explain your sound? And I know you play all kinds of instruments too. It's not just guitar, but where do you get sort of that sound? It's a little pop, but it's got some rock, some folk. Mm-hmm. You tell me.
I wish I could tell you. You know, because I kind of get that question a lot. What kind of music do you play, or what do you write? What kind of music do you write?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. The way I answer that question is I give people. I don't give necessarily people a genre. I give them artists that have influenced me over the years.
Perfect.
So I give you Springsteen, Billy Joel, Van Morrison. And then, so that was one phase.
Yeah.
And then you hit like the later 90s when I started to really become introduced to a lot of the acoustic guitar stuff, like Jack Johnson, John Mayer came out then.
So good.
Dave Matthews, those guys inspired me to learn the guitar. And my first instrument was piano.
Yes.
But my second instrument was guitar based upon those influences.
Oh, that's
and then
awesome.
I don't know how the sound formed, because the reality of it is my sound changes. If you listen to the Revival record, that's rock. Like it's kind of a rock, bluesy, country, and then there's pop, you know, like Flowered Skirt is a little bit of pop, you know. But then you got Dave Adler doing the organ, and he kind of makes it something different. So, so I can't really classify my sound. It all boils down to all the artists and the music that I've listened to over the years. Goes anywhere from Billy Joel, all the Motown stuff, which I love, which I'm really into now. Soul, R&B, rock, But there's still, if you listen to that kind of music, you hear that a little bit in some of my songs. So
yeah, I would say now that you've sort of described your sound, you can hear all of it.
Yeah,
when you think about your songs, yeah,
sure.
Now you have this. Oh, this is going to be so good. Full band show coming up. It's on Sunday, February 5th. Tell us about it. And I know it's at Colectivo in the back room in Milwaukee. What a great venue, too.
Super, super great venue.
Yeah.
One of my favorite places to play in the city of Milwaukee. Hands
down. I can
see
that.
Not only is the room cool, but it sounds fantastic in there.
Nice.
They always got the best of the best working sound. I think it showcases the vibe that I want to create for this show.
Yeah.
A show in its entirety full of love songs. You know, I'm doing this because the Valentine's Day holiday is coming up.
Right.
And honestly, just an excuse for me to do this.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Love songs. And I love love songs. I don't really usually get to play. When I'm playing out at gigs and I'm doing these cover gigs, It's you got to play the crowd pleasers sometimes.
Yes.
And it's hard to sneak in those ones that I truly love to do. So this is a show that's kind of dedicated to what I truly love to do.
Ugh.
And some of these songs that we're going to be doing date back. Some are from the Motown era.
Yeah.
Some are from the 90s, like 90s R&B, and some are from like 70s classic rock. Some are from the 80s.
Not stuff, everyone like, can do all of that. You know, that's a good mashup. Wow.
Yeah, I know. And I've been obsessing about this over this gig for quite a few months.
Oh, no.
And when I'm picking these songs out for the show, every single song I'm listening to, I want to do that one. I want to do that one.
And it's different because don't you often play solo, so you've got the band with you. Who's in the band and what will they be playing around you to support you?
So we have Dave Adler, which you're familiar with.
Yes, on keys.
Happy Dave. and Dave on keys, John Calarco playing drums, John Wheeler playing bass, Joe Gorman playing guitar.
Excellent.
And so all five of us are going to, we've all played together before. I've known these guys dating far as back as I think our first gig together was 2012. So,
oh, wow.
So 10 years.
Okay. So do you have to rehearse anymore or not really?
I'll tell you our secret.
Okay, good. I love this.
One rehearsal.
Really?
One rehearsal is all it takes, because when you have a group of musicians together like that connect on such a close level, that have the chemistry like that.
Yeah.
All we need to do is just come together for one night, play these songs, and then we just let it all hang out on stage. You know, and then we just go for it. And
that's excellent.
That in itself is just worth coming to the show. Watching us up on that stage, looking at each other, playing these songs. Maybe we hit a wrong note, but we chuckle at each other because we know where it is. You know, nobody. I can't imagine doing these songs with anybody else.
Oh.
And when I'm picking these songs out, I'm imagining how it's going to sound, how each and every one of these guys, how they're going to play that part. I'm a little bit nervous to play them.
Well, they're special to you, obviously.
Well, for me, they're timeless.
Yeah.
These are timeless songs, and that's why I'm a little bit nervous to do them, but I'm also excited. So.
Yes. Well, this just proves how good you all are, too, and that you can get a bunch of great musicians together and just make it happen and make it a really special night for everybody.
Absolutely. That's our goal, you know, but if we're all having a good time, everybody's going to have fun.
Oh, always. It really does. It kind of starts on stage, and it kind of flows to the people from there, which is so, so cool.
Yes.
Now, I hope you don't mind if I ask this. You were not just a musician. You've got another career as well. And it's actually, I think it may surprise people if they don't know this about you, but it's also a really important job that you have.
Well, thank you very much. I'm a respiratory therapist.
That is incredible.
A lot, you know, skill obviously, but, you know, I went to school some years back and finishing up my bachelor's in respiratory therapy as well. And so now I'm caring for patients with lung diseases and folks that need assistance in breathing. So I do that on a full-time basis. That you really can't forget about is I have a family as well. And so you can't forget about the family life, which becomes most important in anything that I do.
Right.
Because without my family, I can't do all this stuff.
Oh.
You know, because my family is a part of what makes me happy, what makes me, you know, who I am, and the ability to have the gift to be able to play music and also to have the gift to be able to help others live a better quality of life. So
that's a beautiful story.
It's nice. That's just gratitude, you know. So,
And you know, if you had to answer it in a couple of words, why is the music so special to you?
That's a couple words. Well, I just think about my heart. I have to be creative because it's in my blood. I've been doing it ever since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I truly believe. Here's three. I'll give you three words.
Okay.
It's a gift.
Oh.
It's a gift. If you have the gift, you have to give it away. You cannot you can't keep it here and just I can't just play my piano and just that's it.
Yeah.
I have to play for other people. When I play music for other people, it brings such joy to their lives.
Yes.
And I see that when I play for them. Or when I have a show like coming up like this, people come, they want to see it, they want to hear it, mm-hmm. they want to experience it. It brings them so much joy. That's never going to end, Terry. That's why I do it.
Music is medicine, and I just that whole idea of what you said about having a gift to give away.
Yeah.
You got me. You got me with that.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, wow. How can we keep up with you? How do we find your schedule? How do we support you musically? Where are you socially, social media wise?
So I have a website. It's
yes.
joerichtermusic.com. You can find everything on there, including
perfect.
Where I'm playing, when I'm playing, music that I release. I even have some merchandise on there that's for sale, including t-shirts.
Great.
Get your own cup of Joe coffee mug.
Joe, again, you and the Joe Richter Band,
that's
Sunday,
right.
February 5th, 7 p.m., the back room at Colectivo in Milwaukee. This is a great way to support you, the band, and, of course, to have a very special Valentine's celebration, not your typical.
Absolutely.
Oh,
amen.
My gosh.
Amen.
Thank you, Joe. Everybody, Joe Richter, and this is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Like lying around.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's brand new Marsden there, and Tune It Out. He's playing a show with Maggie Shays at the Harmony Bar and Grill. Get the details on that on Marsden's Facebook page. Thanks to Joe Richter and Terry Barr for the awesome interview, and thanks to Joe for the great tunes. You'll be hearing more of Joe Richter here on Max Inc. Radio for sure. How you doing on this Saturday evening? It's snowing outside. A lot of snow here in the southern part of the state. Those of you listening in the northern part of the state, like Wausau and Stevens Point, Green Bay, not much happening up there from what I see on the radar, but that's northern Wisconsin. You'll get your fair share. I'm sure soon. Coming up here on the show, Faster. They're going to have a chat with us in a couple of minutes, plus brand new music. That's just around the corner. Rocker will have Max Inc. Heavy at 10 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock tonight, Harmonious Whale. They are live in the Devil's Lair. They have sound checked. and ready to go. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let us open the door to your future home. Stop into our office on Atwood Avenue on Madison's East Side or find them online at Weikert-LakePoint.com. That's Weichert-LakePoint.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Faster, faster, faster on Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, running, I'm just fine.
Classic Radio. We are local music. Now I'm free. That is Faster, Faster, Faster from the Rabbit Hole EP that was just released. Hey, I want to remind you, everybody, to check out the webpage, civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us, and hit the Max Inc. Radio page on there. That's where all the archives, the interviews that we rip out and post on the page, that's where you can find them. And you can listen to Max Inc. Radio on your terms. And check out the other podcast here on the station as well. It's all at civicmedia.us, Rocker.
Jimmy, hailing from Madison, Waukesha, and Janesville, Faster, Faster, Faster is a punk rock with attitude and energy for days.
Yes.
F3 is releasing their new album, Spiel, on February 4th at the Barley Pop Live in the Mad City, along with Bad Year, Joymaker, and Jazzcore Friction. On the phone with us right now from Faster, Faster, Faster is bassist Jason D. Pettit. Jason, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good tonight, man. Thanks for showing up. Faster, Faster, Faster is showing up on the radio outside of Janesville. But for our listeners who may not be familiar with your band, what and who is Faster, Faster, Faster?
Yeah, Faster, Faster, Faster is myself on bass and vocals. Mike Bros plays guitar and vocals. We got Andy Cardoni out of Waukesha, who is a doctor and also plays guitar and vocals. And we got our drummer, Pat, out of Janesville as well. And, yeah, we've all been playing around for quite a while and playing together for about 6 or 7 years now.
Did I hear there's a doctor in the house?
Yeah, our guitar player is a doctor.
What kind of doctor?
For Waukesha. He is an ER doctor at Waukesha.
No kidding. I'm going to come to the show with a concussion and make him treat me.
All tatted up for sleeves. It's good to be in a punk band with a doctor because, you know, we have lots of questions for him all the time.
That's convenient, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The new album from Faster, Faster, Faster is being released February 4th at the Barley Pop Live in Madison. Tell us about your new album. Is it a DIY? Did you go to a studio? Tell us a little bit about your upcoming album.
The new album is called Spiel, and it has been all done at our guitar player Andy's house. All DIY. We sat down and just worked on it and all put in our 2 cents and worked on our vocals and got everything sounding as good as we'd like it to sound, and just trying to get it out to the world at this point.
What was that recording experience like? I mean, that's a big project. Hey, we're going to record our own album. That's a monumental task, I have to imagine. Talk about the chemistry inside the studio. How did you guys go about getting the project done?
Yeah, Andy has like a cool little room that has like about 45 guitars hanging on the wall and some soundproofing and some cool equipment. So we all kind of went down and threw together a wall over the mics and some microphones and played everything live, and then just kind of went through and touched everything up and added little parts and all that stuff and worked together writing the songs. This album's actually got a couple songs written by me, quite a few songs written by Mike Bros, and a few songs written by Andy as well. So we're kind of all throwing in our ideas to the wall, and everybody's kind of contributing their own little ideas to everything that we bring forward. So it's a lot of fun.
Tell us about the release show coming up at the Barley Pop Live on February 4th. I saw that you can get the album on a USB drive if you come early. Tell us about that show.
Yeah, we're doing the Barley Pop Live on February 4th. Show starts at 7, I believe, and it's going to be Joymaker, Jazzcore Friction out of Janesville, great little three-piece. Joymaker's out of Janesville as well. Then us, Faster, 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 and then Bad Year out of Milwaukee. Those guys are a lot of fun as well.
Yeah,
if you show up, the first 20 people were given a free USB at the door that has the album art, some pictures, a Mike Bros foot video for those fetishes out there.
A foot video?
It's doctor he, approved.
Been filming his feet in the recliner.
Doctor guitarist approved. That's funny.
So we're giving away 20 of those, and then we'll have CDs available as well for sale at the show. So it'll be a lot of fun.
So February 4th, that's next Saturday. Rocker, I'm going to leave early that day.
I've been hearing about this,
I'm going to leave early that day and go to the show.
Jimmy's a big Bad Year fan.
I am. Watch out. So we might need the doctor with Bad Year, because Joey, for Bad Year, you'll probably have or try to entice somebody to drink his sweat, which is not going to be me or you. Don't do it, dude.
I think the last time we played with Bad Year, he was almost naked at by the second song of the show. So,
oh my! maybe I'm not going to go tomorrow or next week. No, I'm going. I'm going to go.
That's more awesome. Of a reason to go, Jimmy.
Faster, craziness. faster. Why the repetitiveness in the name? Where are you guys going for on that?
We were just kind of trying to come up with a name, and it just kind of turned out that our previous drummer that we had, Chad Raby, used to play everything twice as fast as we originally practiced it at shows. So we just kind of threw in the name and made it faster, faster, faster. And we actually have a song on the new album called Faster, Faster, Faster as well that's dedicated to that. And the whole lyrics to that song are actually all the titles off our former album, our previous album, thrown into the lyrics of the song. So it's kind of a cool little throwback there.
That's awesome. Hey, Jason, thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight. We really appreciate you. When the new album drops, other than for people that are going to the show on February 4th at the Barley Pop, how online, where can you find Faster, Faster, Faster?
Yes, we're going to be on all the streaming sites for the new album, as well as Rabbit Hole is actually out there right now, and Modern Ghost Stories. You can find us F3 Punk on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and we're going to be possibly releasing a Faster Faster OnlyFans page here pretty soon, because it turns out they do band pages.
Yeah,
and we're gonna throw that out there for fun.
That's awesome. Hey, thanks for the time tonight. Congratulations on the new CD that's coming out, and can't wait to meet you next week in person.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Barley Pop Live. That's on West Main Street here in Madison. 12. What is the address? 127 West Main. Is that right?
It's in Madison, Jimmy.
It's in Madison, right next to the big dome Capitol thing on the square.
It's the old frequency.
Yes, it is. God rest the frequency. Jason, have you been to the frequency before?
Yes, I have played there in the way past, and I saw Red City Radio there, actually. It was a lot of fun.
Love that place. This is Rabbit Hole. Faster, faster, faster on Max Inc. Radio.
Conductor, we have a problem. Conductor, we have a problem. Conductor, we have a problem. Welcome to the rabbit hole. To the rabbit hole. Rising kitty.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music from Everything Sunny All the Time Always. That is Made of Blocks and their song Control. Before that, Bad Year, and before that, Faster, Faster, Faster. Bad Year, Faster, 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 along with 20 Minute Mission and a couple other ones. They're going to be at the Barley Pop on February 4th. And Rocker, you're on notice because I'm leaving early that day. There's nothing you can do about it. All right, coming up in the next hour, live in the Devil's Lair with Harmonious Whale. Looking forward to that. Plus, Max Inc. Heavy at 10 o'clock. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the...
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.